の名残が勝ちを呼ぶ。
Hello and welcome to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for tonight's matchup between the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The Fighters, with a win or a tie, will clinch first place in the Pacific League for 2006. The Lions, who are playing Chibolote this evening, will require a win and a Nippon Ham loss in order to take first place away. The clock has struck 6 o'clock. Pitcher Takeda warming up on the mound for the Fighters. Takeda, in his first year, a rookie. 28 has appeared in 28 games, 4 wins, 2 losses, has 1 save, and a 2.05 ERA on the season. This is a very important game for the Fighters, looking to clinch it all. SoftBank has secured their, well, second or third. And it's Kawasaki leading off, taking a ball low and away for the first pitch. Kawasaki batting 311 on the season. 1-for-4 in yesterday's game. Takes the next pitch up high, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls the count to the leadoff hitter. Takeda in the windup. Next offering over the outside part of the plate for a called strike 1. Takeda's fourth offering swung on and slapped the other way. 1 bound, 2 bounds in front of the left fielder. Base hit. So the inside pitch to Kawasaki swung on and pulled to the right side. And the leadoff runner is aboard. Next up is center fielder Omura. Yesterday, Omura was 0-for-4, now batting 294 on the season. The first offering just misses outside, ball 1. Takeda on the mound, left-handed batter, facing left-handed batter, Omura. Takeda pitching from the stretch now with a runner at first base and nobody out. And he throws over to first. Kawasaki back standing up. Most likely up there to bunt. The next offering swung on and missed. No, he's not bunting. And Kawasaki swipes second. Well ahead of the throw. So, with nobody out, Kawasaki now stands on second. Omura at the plate. Runner at second, nobody out. We're in the top of the first inning. SoftBank at the plate. And Omura drags the bunt up the first base line, and Ogasawara and the pitcher both wait a long time before the ball rolls foul. While that may have been for a sacrifice, it was almost a bunt base hit. So we've got two strikes and a ball on the batter Omada. Runner at second. Takada looks at the runner at second. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman Oga Sawada fields the ball, tosses it to the covering Takada for out number one. So that'll bring up right fielder Tsuji. Kawasaki, on the ground ball, moves to third base, incidentally. The first offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman fields the ball, tosses to first in time. Out number two, and more importantly, Kawasaki holds at third base. Tanaka was playing in, protecting against the run. So the strategy of playing in works there, as they were able to hold Kawasaki at third base and get Tsuji at first. That'll bring up number four batting, Matsunaka. The first offering to Matsunaga just misses outside for ball one. Matsunaga batting 330 on the season. Next offering in there for a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Matsunaga leading the league in batting average with the 330, well ahead of number two, Cebu's Cabrera, who's batting 319. Next offering misses outside. One strike, two balls to count. Zureta is on deck. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. Oga Sawada currently ranked fourth in batting average at 315. Oga Sawada dropping recently. The 2-2 count misses outside ball three, and the count goes full to Matsunaga. For those of you just joining us, we're in the top of the first inning. SoftBank's Kawasaki singled to lead off the inning, stole second, went to third on a ground out to first, and remain there on a ground out to second. Runner at third base, two down, two strikes, three balls, and Matsunaga lifts the next pitch up the third baseline. It's a high fly ball, third baseman calling for it, and makes the catch in fair territory. So, a leadoff base runner for the Hawks comes up empty. And after one half inning, we have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in the bottom of the first, they'll be sending up left fielder Morimoto, second baseman Kei Tanaka, and first baseman Ogasawara. The remainder of the Fighters' batting order is batting number 4, Segino, the designated hitter, followed by right fielder Inaba, center fielder Shinjo, Takahashi is the catcher, batting 7th, then Martius, third baseman, batting 8th, and shortstop Kaneko bats 9th. They'll be facing Wada for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Wada winds up and his first pitch is swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side by Morimoto. Morimoto, batting 287 on the year, has 42 RBIs, 9 home runs. The second offering just catches the inside corner for a called strike 2. Pitcher Wada, a left-handed pitcher. Morimoto, right-handed batter. Next offering misses in the dirt for ball 1. 2 strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and lifted back and out of play. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. Wada into the windup, and his fifth offering just misses inside. Catcher thought that was strike 3. Wada has a bit of a grin on his face as that was awfully close. Wada into the windup, and the next offering, check swing, fouled off to the right side. Over the dugout, first base dugout. It's a full house at Sapporo Dome. 5 fans out in force all around the stadium. Next offering swung on and lifted to the right side, and the right fielder takes 3 steps in and makes the catch for out number 1. Had him played perfectly in right. And that'll bring up Tanaka. The first offering misses outside for ball one. The second pitch by Wada misses down low, ball two. No strikes, two balls the count to Kinsuke Tanaka. Wada's next offering down the middle, strike one called. The fourth pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Wada has a very good high pace for a pitcher. Throws pretty much in the 135 range. The next offering misses up high. Full count. The Shobu pitch by Wada. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So that's the first strikeout of the night for either team. And Kinsuke Tanaka is 0-7 against Wada. That'll bring up first baseman Ogasawara. Ogasawara is 3-10 against Wada. Currently batting 315, 32 home runs, and 100 RBIs. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. Wada leading the league in home runs. One more than Cabrera. Next offering swung on a miss, strike one. 1-1 the count. Ogasawara and Cabrera are competing a great deal here at the end of the season for a number of the Triple Crown categories. Next offering swung on and fouled off. Catcher fails to keep a hold of it. Ogasawara stands in again. After shaking off a pitch, Wada is into the windup. The next offering, taken low and away for ball two. Count now even at 2-2. We're in the bottom of the first inning, no score. Two outs, nobody on. Ogasawara at the plate. Wada's 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, tosses underhand to the first baseman for out number three. So the fighters go down in order here in the first inning. And after one complete, we have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the second inning, where the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Zureta, Honda, and Nakazawa. Hokkaido with a win or a tie tonight will clinch the Pacific League title and the first seed going into the playoffs. Zureta batting .283 on the season, 29 home runs and 91 RBIs. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one. The next offering by Takedai in the dirt, evening the count at 1-1. Takeda pitching from the stretch this inning. Second offering swung on and grounded to third base. Marcius up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up number six batting, designated hitter Cabrera. Cabrera batting .263 on the season. The first pitch misses inside and low, ball one. Takedo is pitching from the windup in the first inning, but is pitching from the stretch here in the second to the heart of the Hawks order. Second offering swung on, grounded to the right side. Ogasawada going towards second base, fields the ball, throws to the covering Takeda, and behind him, error by the first baseman there. A bad throw by Ogasawada to the covering pitcher, throwing way behind him. Takeda trying his best to reach behind him, unable to do so. So we have a runner aboard with one out here in the top of the second inning. That'll bring up second baseman Honda, batting .242 on the season, two home runs and eight RBIs. The first offering in there for a called strike one. Honda was showing bunt. We have one out in the top of the second inning. Runner first base. Takeda comes set. The next offering in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, no balls, the count on Honda now. Left-handed pitcher versus left-handed batter. Takeda comes set, And the third offering just misses outside. Two strikes and a ball to count. Takeda comes set. The fourth offering swung on and grounded to the third base side. Pitcher fields the ball, fires to first, and it's past the first baseman and into right field. Zuleta rounds second, heads to third. Honda rounds first and goes into second base. And that's two errors in a row to put runners at second and third with one out. So an error by the first baseman and an error by the pitcher. Two throwing errors. Puts runners at second and third with one out here in the top of the second for SoftBank. That'll bring up third baseman Nakazawa. The Hawks had a runner at third base with one out in the previous inning, in the first, but came up empty. First pitch to Nakazawa, swung on a miss, strike one. The second offering misses up high. 1-1 the count. If you have any questions or would like to comment on the game, feel free to call me on Skype. Handle is ProYakuLive, all one word. The next offering swung on and grounded foul toward the third base dugout. I'm especially interested if somebody is within Japan and can co-host the playoffs with some color commentary. Takeda comes set. The two strike, one ball pitch misses way up high, ball two, evening the count at 2-2 to Nakazawa. Takeda really slowing down with runners on base. The 2-2 pitch. Ooh, that. Where did that miss? Oh, I don't know. But the catcher is upset. The pitcher is upset. Oh. Umpire missed that call. Hillman Kantoku looks like he's wondering what's going on, too. Over the inside part of the plate at the knees. Nonetheless, full count. And the next pitch is swung on a miss. Strike three for out number two. That's the first strikeout for Takeda tonight. So the strikeout happened just one pitch after it should have. And this one, the bottom dropped out of the ball. Nakazawa swinging over it. So now we have two down, runners at second and third. And number nine batting, catcher Yamazaki at the plate. A first offering, in there over the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Yamazaki batting 232 on the season, one home run and 19 RBIs. Takeda comes set, and the second offering swung on a miss, strike two. So two quick strikes on Yamazaki. Takeda has the sign, come set. The third offering in the dirt. Catcher Takahashi was set up outside, but Takeda threw the ball one bounder inside. Perhaps the two were a little crossed up on the signs? Or was it just a bad pitch? Takeda has the sign and goes to the rosin bag as catcher, or as the batter steps out. Took a little too long with the sign exchange. The next pitch swung on and grounded right back to Takeda, who easily throws the ball to first this time for out number three. So we had two errors, putting runners at second and third with one out, and Takeda manages to get out of it. At the end of one and a half now, the score remains scoreless. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. This just in. Okawadi-kun for the Cebu Lions doubles to center field, driving in the first run of the game at Cebu Invoice Dome. So Cebu takes a 1-0 lead over Lotte in the bottom of the second inning. Back at Sapporo Dome, it'll be Seginoru, Inaba, and Shinjo, numbers 4, 5, and 6, batting for the Fighters. Seginoru only has one hit against Wada this season, that being a home run. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Seguinol calls time, probably to try to break up Wada's quick pace, as Wada just gets the ball and throws it. Next pitch misses inside, ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Wada into the windup, and the third pitch, swung on and lifted to the right side. Second baseman giving chase, but this one goes into the stands. Two strikes and a ball to Seguinol. Wada into the windup, and the fourth delivery swung on and lifted foul and out of play to the right side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. We're in the bottom of the second here at Sapporo Dome. 0-0 is the score. Seguinol leading off the bottom of the second. Check swings, fouling the ball off to the left side. Wada's next offering. Swung on and missed, low and away. Strike three. That's the second strikeout for Wada tonight. And we'll bring up number five batting, right fielder Inaba. The first offering by Wada misses low and away, ball one. Lefty-lefty matchup now. Inaba coming to the fighters from the Swallows. Swings at the next pitch, lifting it deep to center field, but not deep enough. Tsuji goes back to the warning track and pulls it in for out number two. That'll bring up number six, center fielder Shinjo. The first offering to Shinjo misses down low for ball one. Batting 260 on the season, 16 home runs and 62 RBIs. Shinjo has been a showman since returning to Japan after a stint in the majors. Next offering inside called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. And the third pitch, that one catches the outside part of the plate for strike two. And the fourth pitch, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Shinjo keeps alive here. The next pitch swung on and fouled back. Count remains two strikes and a ball. At Cebu Invoice Dome, the Lions add another run and have runners at first and second, still in the bottom of the second inning. Leading the Chivalote Marines 2-0. The next pitch swung on, fouled back. Catcher giving chase this time, but this one goes into the stands as well. Count remains 2 strikes and a ball. After 2 strikes and a ball, Shinjo has fouled off 3 straight pitches. The next offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. That's 4 straight foul balls by Shinjo. Making Wada work a little bit. With 2 down and nobody on here in the bottom of the 2nd inning. Scoreless tie. Next offering, in the dirt, swung on and missed. Catcher Yamazaki touches Shinjo out. And the side is retired. In order again. So, after 2 complete now, here at Sapporo Dome, we're still scoreless. And let's go over to Seibu Invoice Dome. Fukuchi is at bat with 2 down, full count, runners at 2nd and 3rd. 2 runs in so far for Seibu in this inning. Watanabe's Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. It's the shortstop calling for the ball. He makes the catch to retire the side, but not before the Seibu Lions scored 2 runs. And strand 2 here in the 2nd. Let's take a short break, and we'll return to Sapporo Dome. Okay, we're back at Sapporo Dome here on ProYaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. In other games, Chunichi leads the Yokohama Bay Stars by a score of 1-0 in the bottom of the 1st. Otherwise, Rakuten Orix 0-0 in the 2nd. Hanshin Hiroshima 0-0 in the 3rd. Takeda's first pitch to lead off batter Kawasaki swung on and fouled off here at Sapporo Dome. Kawasaki now batting 312 on the season. Kawasaki led off the game with a single to left. The only hit in the game so far by both teams. Next offering swung on and missed. Strike 2. He stole 2nd, went to 3rd when Omura grounded out to 2nd, and was stranded there. Catcher sets up way outside, the pitch way outside for ball 1. Kawasaki, left-handed batter. Takeda on the mound, left-handed pitcher. The 4th offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Yakult and the Giants at Jingu. Giants lead that one by a score of 2-0 in the 1st. Takeda goes through the rosin after getting set up. Unlike Wada, who just gets the ball and throws it. Next offering, swung on and fouled off, and out of play to the left side again. Count remains, 2 strikes and a ball. The next offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder Morimoto goes back a couple steps, comes in a step, and makes catch for out number one. That'll bring up center fielder Omura. Another left-handed batter. The first offering in there for a called strike one. Batting 294 on the season, 6 home runs, 60 RBIs. Omura grounded out to first, his first at bat. He punches the ball the other way. One bound, two bounds in front of Morimoto in left. So that's the second base hit of the game. This is the first hit that Omura has had in four games. That'll bring up right fielder Tsuji. Tsuji, right-handed batter. The first offering, Tsuji showing bunt, takes it up and away for ball one. Hawks have a runner at first base, one out. Here in the top of the third, Tsuji batting 185 on the season. Grounded out to second, his first at bat. Second offering just misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. Lotte retired quickly in the third. Next offering in there for a called strike one. One strike, two balls the count to Tsuji. A throw over to first base. Omura back in, standing up. Takeda comes set. And the next pitch in there for a called strike two with Omura on the run. He slides in safe. Stolen base for Omura. Omura had a really good break on that one, beating the throw by a good distance. Stole that one off the pitcher. So we have a runner at second base now. One out. Two and two the count to Tsuji. Takes the next pitch low and away for ball three. Full count now. Takeda taking his time with the sign exchange. Comes set. And the next pitch swung on and lifted to left field. One bound in front of Morinaka. He's up, throwing home. And he's safe at home. The ball cut off by the third baseman. Thrown to first base. And Tsuji dives back into first just under the throw. While the Hawks take a 1-0 lead. So Tsuji comes through with a base hit, driving in the runner from second. So the Hawks break the scoreless tie. And that brings up Matsunaka batting 329 now. And he swings and drills the first pitch deep to right field. Right fielder going back. Makes the catch on the warning track. And Tsuji holds at first base. That ball got out there in a hurry. Tsuji making the catch. On his way toward the wall, threw the ball back immediately, holding Tsuji at first base. That'll bring up first baseman Zureta. Zureta takes first pitch low and inside for ball one. Batting 283 on the season, 29 home runs, and a whole bunch of RBIs. 80-something. Takeda comes set. The second offering swung on and lifted to the right side. Right fielder Inaba toward the line. In fair territory, makes the catch and throws the ball into the stands. The first three batters of the inning seem to take forever. But Matsunaka going right after the first pitch and Zureta flying out to right on the second pitch. Ends the inning, but not before Tsuji singles in Omura for the first run of the game. After 2.5 now, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead this one by a score of 1-0. Meanwhile, back at Seibu Dome, Cabrera is at bat with one out and a runner at first base. We're in the bottom of the third inning here at Seibu Dome. Watanabe's fourth offering to Cabrera is in there for a called strike two, evening the count up at 2-2. Watanabe, 2-2 pitch, swung on and lifted to right field. That ball's going deep. The right fielder back at the warning track, and he makes the catch at the fence. The ball went all the way to the fence, and the right fielder jumped, making the catch. That was Benny in right field making the jumping catch right at the fence to keep it close. So we're back at Sapporo Dome, where it'll be the bottom third of the order, Takahashi, Machias, and Kaneda. The first pitch to Takahashi is lifted deep to left field, but not deep enough. Matsunaka calling for the ball and makes the catch in left center field. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the third inning. And that'll bring up Macias, Fighters third baseman. Macias. I don't think I'm putting the emphasis the right place. Macias takes first pitch for ball one. Next offering in there for a called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Hillman Kantuckle up from the bench and at the front of the dugout. Next offering down the middle for a called strike two. And the fourth offering just misses down low, evening the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted into foul territory. First baseman at the first baseman coacher's box makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up shortstop Kaneko. The first offering to Kaneko by Wada. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Kaneko batting 254 on the season. 6 home runs and 39 RBIs. Wada's next offering. Swung on and lined into the stands on the left side. Two quick strikes on Kaneko. The third offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Wada strikes him out on three pitches. That's the fourth strikeout by Wada. And he's got three perfect innings under his belt. After three complete now, the SoftBank Hawks lead this one by a score of 1-0. Meanwhile, at Seibu Dome, the Chibolote Marines are coming up in the fourth inning. It'll be Aono at the plate. Nishiguchi on the mound for the Seibu Lions. After getting a strike on him, the next pitch is grounded to shortstop. Shortstop Nakajima one bounds the ball to first in time for the out. Back at Sapporo Dome, the Hawks will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters here in the fourth inning. Cabrera, Honda, and Nakazawa. Hawks leading this one by a score of 1-0. The The clock strikes 7. Japan Standard Time. The first offering to Cabrera is called strike 1. I'm not sure about this umpire. That looked rather low and away. When there's a good pitch, he calls it a ball, and Cabrera kind of gave him a funny look, like, huh? Nonetheless, it's strike 1 to Cabrera. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike 2. That was a much better pitch by Takeda. The 2-strike no-ball offering misses just inside. That one could have been called either way. So it's 2 strikes and a ball to Cabrera, leading off the top of the 4th inning for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Takeda comes set, and the next offering swung on and grounded to the third base side, photoman's booth. Takeda comes set, and the next offering swung on a miss, strike 3. That's the 2nd strikeout for Takeda tonight. And we'll bring up second baseman Honda. Honda batting in the number 7th spot in the Hawks lineup. Lotte has runners at first and second with one out in the top of the 4th inning at Cebu Dome with Benny at the plate. The second offering, or the first pitch rather, to Honda is in there for a called strike 1. Honda batting 250 on the season. He reached on an error his first at bat. The next offering swung on and fell back and out of play. Actually, looking at the scoreboard, it looks like the official scorer called Honda's error a hit and an error. I think he'd have been out at first. I disagree with the official scorer here, but I guess I'll have to fix my score sheet according to what's official. Grumble, grumble. Third pitch misses for a ball. 2 strikes and a ball now to Honda. The 4th offering swung on and slapped the other way to left field. Morimoto comes over towards center field, makes the catch for out number 2. That'll bring up third baseman Nakazawa. So far tonight, Takeda's thrown 60 pitches to 16 batters, given up 4 hits, 1 run it earned, has struck out 2 and walked none. The first pitch to Nakazawa in there for a called strike 1. The Chibolote Marines score one here in the top of the fourth. It looks like Benny. No, not Benny. Imae beat out a double play, scoring runner from third base. So it's 2-1 at Seiba Dome. The second offering to Nakazawa was a strike two. And the third pitch misses outside for ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Nakazawa. Here at Sapporo Dome, we're in the top of the fourth inning. Two strikes and a ball, and the next pitch, check swing and a miss. Strike three. He definitely went around on that check swing. And that retires a side. In fact, it retires a side in order for the first time tonight against the Hawks. And after 3.5 now, the Hawks continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Quickly over to Seiba Dome. Yes, Imae had the bases loaded. They got Benny at second base for the force, but were unable to throw to first base to get Imae. Run scoring on the play. It's currently two out in the top of the fourth inning. Runners at the corners. A strike and a ball. And the next pitch by Nishiguchi is in the dirt for ball three. The Lions bullpen is getting busy. The next offering misses up high, ball four, and the Chibolote Marines have the bases loaded at Seibu Invoice Dome, trailing by one. Now let's return to Sapporo Dome, where the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sitting up the top of their order in Morimoto, batting .286 on the season. Morimoto flew out to right, his first at-bat. Wada into the windup, and his first pitch. Misses inside, ball one. The next offering swung on and fell back. Catcher does not give chase. 1-1 the count. Fighters sending up Morimoto, Kinsuke Tanaka, and Ogasawara this inning. Next offering, swung on and lifted deep to left field. Left fielder comes over, and just in front of the warning track, makes the catch for out number two. Or for out number one, rather. That's the first out of the inning. Morimoto hit the ball high and deep, but not deep enough. That'll bring up second baseman Kinsuke Tanaka. Tanaka struck out, swinging his first at bat. The first offering, Tanaka shows bunt, takes called strike one. Batting .300 on the season. The second offering, Swung on and lets it deep to right field. Left fielder goes back. Or right fielder goes back. Looks up. Haito! Home run! Keisuke Tanaka ties the game with a solo home run to right field. His seventh home run of the season. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters going for the U-Show. Tying this ball game up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. While at Seibu Dome, the side is retired. The Chibolote Marines threatened, but came up with only one in the top of the fourth, and trail the Seibu Lions by a score of 2-1 after 3.5. But it's all tied up here, as it's all smiles in the Fighters' dugout now, with Oga Sawada at the plate. Oga Sawada swings and fouls the first pitch off to the left side. Oga Sawada leading the league in home runs. One up on Seibu's Cabrera. 32. 100 RBIs. Batting 314 on the season. Oga Sawada grounded out to second, his first at bat tonight. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Oga Sawada swinging all the way around. Tanaka Keisuke, who hit that home run, has had a hit in four games in a row, as well as an RBI in each of the last four games he's played. Next offering by Wada in the dirt. Oga Sawada lets the one bounder go by. Volume of the crowd greatly increasing here at Sapporo Dome, as the Fighters have tied it up 1-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Wada's fourth offering, strike three called. Good pitch by Wada. That's the second out of the inning. And fifth strikeout by Wada. And that'll bring up designated hitter Segino. Segino batting .295 on the season, 25 home runs, 76 RBIs. The first offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. A lot of foul balls against Wada. The next offering misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Japanese announcer says that Segino is waiting for Wada's changeup. Next offering swung on and lifted deep to center field. Center fielder doesn't even move. Looks up. Haito! Home run! The Fighters, two home runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, take a 2-1 lead. Tanaka and Segino, solo home runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, putting the Fighters up 2-1. It doesn't matter what the Lions do with a win. Seguino got all of that one, homering the ball just left of the center field scoreboard. No doubt about that one. That'll bring up right fielder Inaba. That's the 135th home run for the Fighters this season. First pitch misses low and away to Inaba. No strikes in a ball. Inaba batting 308 on the season now. After flying out to center his first at bat. Takes the next pitch, low and away, ball two. The third offering swung on and lifted in foul territory. Catcher and first baseman giving chase. And they run into each other in front of the first base dugout. Zuleta making the catch as catcher Yamazaki bumps into his chest and bounces off. So it's a foul out by Inaba. But the Fighters finally get two hits, two solo home runs by Tanaka and Seguino to take a 2-1 lead. Meanwhile, at Sabadome, Okawari-kun, what's his real name? Nakamura, I think. Yes, Nakamura is up to bat. Two strikes and a ball against him. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here at Sabadome. One out. Watanabe's next pitch misses outside for ball two. 2-2 now the count. And the next pitch misses low and away, ball three. Full count to Okawari Nakamura. Nakamura doubled in a run his last at bat. The first run of the ball game. Next offering swung on and missed. Ball right down the middle of the plate. So Watanabe gets the better of that one. For the second out in the bottom of the fourth. But let's head back on up north to Hokkaido Sapporo Dome. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks will be sending up numbers 9-1-2 batters. Yamazaki swings and lines the first pitch right back to Takeda. So a comebacker to the pitcher for out number one on one pitch. And that'll bring up shortstop Kawasaki. Kawasaki led off the game with a base hit to left, stole second, went to third on a ground out, and was stranded there. He also flew out to left. Bunting the first pitch to the third base side, third baseman Machias up with the ball, throws to first. It would have been in time, but the throw was wide. The ball gets past first baseman Seguino and the second baseman backing up the ball and goes into right field. Kawasaki keeps on going to second base on the wild throw, the third error of the game. All three of them throws to first base. So with one out here in the top of the fifth, Kawasaki reaches second on an error. That'll bring up center fielder Omura. Takada's first offering, bunted up the first base side. First baseman has the ball, tosses to the second baseman, covering, not in time, save! So, a bunt up the third base side proves profitable. A bunt up the first base side proves profitable. With an infield base hit. And the Hawks have runners at the corners. With right fielder Tsuji at the plate. Omura has stolen a base. He stole a base in the third inning. So he's definitely a threat to go. We've got one out, runners at first and third, and it looks like the Fighters are going to be playing at double play depth. Tsuji, batting 200, one home run, six RBIs, not much playing time this season. First offering, misses up high, ball one. The second offering, swung on and lifted, foul, back to the back screen. 1-1 now the count. Takada looks in for his sign. Has it? The third offering swung on and lifted to shallow center field. The second baseman out there calls for it, makes the catch. Just on the outfield portion of the artificial turf. And that's out number two, a big out for Takeda. Runners now at the corners with two down. And first baseman Matsunaka at the plate. Matsunaka, the leading hitter in the Pacific League this year. Batting 328, 19 home runs, 76 RBIs. Triple Crown winner just 2 years ago. Came close to a Triple Crown again last year. Definitely a formidable foe. First pitch to Matsunaka. Misses low and away, ball one. Takahashi, a good grab on it. Takeda's second offering. In there for a called strike one over the outside part of the plate. Runners at the quarters, two down. We're in the top of the fifth inning. If you're just joining us, Fighters leading this one by a score of 2-1. Next offering just misses outside. One strike, two balls to count. Takeda steps off the mound after looking at the runners. Stands back up there. Comes set. The fourth offering misses high and away. Ball three. One strike, three balls to count to Matsunaka. And loading the bases for Zudeta isn't a very good idea. The fifth offering catches the outside corner, strike two. So it'll be full count to Matsunaka. Runner at first will be going. Takeda has his sign and reaches for the rosin bag. He said yes, but then he broke off. Oh, I guess it was the batter who stepped out. Okay, Takeda comes set. The Shoba pitch swung on and lifted high, but not deep. Second baseman calling for the ball. And Tanaka makes the catch just inside the line to the outfield for out number three. So, Takeda, another pinch here in the fifth, but scrapes by. At the end of four and a half now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Now let's head on over to Seibu Dome. We're in the top of the fifth inning now at Seibu Dome. The score remains Lions 2, Marines 1. There's nobody out. Runners at first and second. No strikes, two balls to count to the current batter. Mizuguchi taking his time onto the rubber. Batter showing bunt all the way. And pulls back and swings. It looks like it's Benny up at bat. No, not Benny. Watanabe? Nonetheless, Nishiguchi is taking way too long here. The batter lays down a bunt. Throw is to first base. And the runners advance. At Seibu Dome, Chiba has runners at second and third with one out. Back to Sapporo Dome and Shinjo. Takahashi and Masias batting. Shinjo fouls the first pitch just foul over the first base bag. The second offering lifted back behind second base. It's the shortstop, Kawasaki, calling for the ball and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Takahashi. Imaya now batting at Seibu Dome for the Marines. The first offering to Takahashi is in the dirt, but he swings and misses. Don't know what he's swinging at. Batting 248 on the season. Takahashi flew out to left his first at bat. Next offering, low and away. Takahashi watches this one go by. And the third offering, swung on and hit the other way to right field. One bound in front of the right fielder, base hit. That's the first hit by the Fighters that didn't go over the fence. So we have a one-out base runner here in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Fighters. Meanwhile, Imae draws a base on ball on four pitches off of Nishiguchi. At Seibu Dome, loading the bases. Big pinch for Seibu. Nonetheless, here at Sapporo Dome, it's Macias. Fighters third baseman. Swings and fouls the first pitch off to the right side. Strike one. Macias fouled out to first, his first at bat. Batting 222 now. The first pitch is not, or the second pitch is not going to be thrown. It's thrown over to first base. Takahashi back standing up. Wada going slowly now with a runner on. Next pitch fouled back to the back screen. Chibalote ties the ball game. Satozaki, a sacrifice fly with the bases loaded, ties that one up 2-2. This is a game Seibu cannot lose and can only hope that the Fighters lose this one. Macias, though, a one-bounder in front of the center fielder. Base hit. Back-to-back base hits with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Fighters. And the Fighters are threatening to score again. Fighters wanting to put up an insurance run or two. Make sure they win this one. Cinch this one. Clinch this one. That's the word I'm looking for. Clinch this Pacific League race on their own. Hillman Kantoku comes out and it looks like we're going to have a pinch runner at first base. Kawashima comes in to run for Macias. No, not for Macias. It's at second base. Comes in to run for Takahashi. So in the number 7 slot, it's number 39, Kawashima. Pinch running. With runner in scoring position, Hillman Kanetoka wants that extra run. Kaneko at the plate takes first pitch inside for ball one. Wada steps off. Shadow throws to second. Kawashima back without a fielder there. Wada set. The second offering to Kaneko. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Evening the count at 1-1. Game really slowing down here with runners on base. Wada, for the most part, just gets the ball, throws it, gets the ball, throws it. It was a really quick pace with Wada on the mound anyway. Takeda is a different story. But Wada really taking his time. Steps off the rubber again as the batter couldn't wait any longer. The 1-1 pitch misses outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. The count to Kaneko. Lots of fans at Sapporo Dome in red and white. I didn't think red was fighter's color. Next pitch swung on and lifted back behind home plate. Catcher giving chase and just in front of the back screen makes the catch for out number two. So Kaneko fouls out to the catcher. And that'll bring us back to the top of the order in Morimoto. Morimoto so far has flown out to right and flown out to left. Batting 286 on the season, 9 home runs, 42 RBIs. Morimoto looking to get something going here. Add an insurance run, maybe two. A shadow throw to second. And Wada back on the mound again. The first pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Big swing and miss by Morimoto. Morimoto has some green wristbands. Similar in style to Shinjo's red wristbands. Another shadow throw to second. Wada keeping a hold of the ball. Very concerned about the base runners. Wada comes set. The second pitch in the dirt, taken for ball one. One strike, one ball, now the count. We've got runners at first and second, two down, one and one the count to Morimoto here in the fifth inning. Back-to-back base hits after one out by Takahashi and Macias. Next offering misses low and away, ball two. Two quick outs by Cebu in the bottom of the fifth inning. That one tied 2-2 at Cebu Invoice Dome. The one strike, two ball pitch in there for a called strike two. That was the pitch, Morimoto. Nonetheless, 2-2 now the count. And the Lions get a two out single, double. A two out double, it looks like. Yes. So the Lions are threatening in the bottom of the fifth with two out and a runner at second base. While Wada keeps playing with the runner here at Sapporo Dome. The 2-2 pitch misses inside and low, ball three. That brings the count full. Runners will be going. And the Shoba pitch swung on and lifted high into the right side. First baseman going back. Second baseman calling him off. And it's the second baseman who makes the catch for out number three. So here in the bottom of the fifth inning at Sapporo Dome, the Fighters threaten with back-to-back singles but come up empty. At the end of five complete now, the Fighters lead this one by a score of 2-1. Meanwhile, back at Cebu Dome, it's not Nemoto. Ishii batting with two down and a runner at second base. Count is 2-2 to the former Bay Star. I watched him a number of times at Opama Kyujo, or Yokosuka Kyujo as it's called now. And I really liked this kid when he was with the C-Rex. He's been doing a good job for the Lions. Fouls off the next pitch to the left side. Watanabe attempts a pickoff throw at second. Runner dives back in. Watanabe Shunsuke's next 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off. score tied at 2 between the Cebu Lions and Chibolote Marines in the bottom of the 5th inning. While the Fighters are trying to make this whole game moot, leading the SoftBank Hawks by a score of 2-1. And the next pitch swung on and missed by Ishii. That retires the Lions in the bottom of the 5th inning. So after 5 complete now at Cebu Invoice Dome, the score remains tied at 2-2. Here at Sapporo Dome, let's have a quick review of the game so far. For the visiting Hawks, they scored first. When, with one out, Omura singled to left, stole second, and came home on a base hit to left by Tsuji. For the Hokkaido Nipponham Fighters, Wada, SoftBank's pitcher, threw 3 perfect innings before allowing a one-out home run in the 4th to Kinsuke Tanaka. Then one out later, a solo home run to right center, or to left center, to Seggy Knoll. That's the extent of the runs this game. And it's just announced, Darvish is coming in to pitch for the Fighters here in the 6th inning. Darvish has appeared in 24 games, is 12-5, no saves, a 2.92 ERA. Darvish just pitched a few days ago, getting the loss against Chibolote Marines. Ah, he didn't get the loss then. He was taken out as the losing pitcher. And Lotte eventually won that one after the Fighters had tied it. Darvish, 20-year-old righty, Koshien hero a few years ago. Catcher is also being changed. Okay, we've got a few changes here. Let's see. The catcher was changed for a pinch runner. That's right. Takahashi was changed for the pinch runner, Kawashima. And I didn't quite catch the catcher's name. I'll get that in a little bit. As Zureta leads off the inning with a ground ball through the left field side. Base hit. So one pitch and a base hit for Zureta here in the top of the 6th inning. That'll bring up designated hitter Cabrera. Cabrera batting .261 on the season, 8 home runs and 50 RBIs. He reached on an error in the 2nd inning and struck out swinging. In the 4th, he swings and misses. First pitch by Darvish. Strike 1. Fighters leading this one by a score of 2-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Nobody out. Runner at first base. The second offering lifted high to the right side. It's the second baseman, Tanaka, calling for the ball. And he makes the catch. In the baseline. For out number one. That'll bring up second baseman Honda. In to catch now for the Fighters is Tsuruoka. Batting in the number 7 spot where the pinch runner came in for starting catcher Takahashi. The first pitch to Honda misses low and away, ball one. Darvish comes set. Next pitch. Honda showing bunt. Takes the ball back. Takes the bat back for ball two. Infield has not been the well-oiled machine for the Fighters this game. Three errors. Next offering, Honda showing bunt again. Takes pitch for strike one. The next offering swung on a miss, strike two. This pitch way up over to the outside part of the plate. Evening the count at 2-2. Darvish has a sign and comes set. The 2-2 pitch, strike three called. Beautiful pitch by Darvish on the outside part of the plate. And that's the second out of the inning. That'll bring up third baseman Nakazawa. That's Darvish's first strikeout. There have been no base on balls by either pitcher this game. We have a pinch hitter, Homma. Batting 246, two home runs on the season. First pitch to Homma, misses outside, ball one. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Or strike one, rather. 1-1 the count. Homma wears number 10 if you're scoring at home. Coming in the number 8 slot. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Timing way off by Homma. Swinging at the ball after it was already in his glove, in the catcher's glove. Wow. Darvish had him fooled. Two strike, one ball pitch. Misses low and inside, ball two. Evening the count at 2-2. Darvish working on 3 days rest. Having thrown 7-plus against Chiba last weekend. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. A 2-2 pitch, strike three, looking over the inside part of the plate. Beautiful pitching by Darvish. So Zureta, first pitch, singles to left, but fly ball to second baseman and two strikeouts in a row, looking for Darvish. And the side is retired after 5.5 now. The Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Let's head on over to Invoice Dome. The Marines are now batting in the top of the sixth inning. Score tied 2-2 still. There's two down and a runner at second base. And Otsuka is at the plate. Starting pitcher Nishiguchi still on the mound for the Lions. One pitch to Otsuka in there for a called strike two. Nishiguchi's next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Otsuka goes down swinging. And the Lions are out of this pinch. So at Cebu Invoice Dome, they've got a tie ball game. A tie won't help the Lions. Even if the Fighters lose. So they really need to have a win and the Fighters loss if they're going to have a chance at the title. Let's head back up north to Sapporo Dome. The Fighters will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters. Tanaka, Ogasawara, and Segino. Wada's first pitch to Kinsuke Tanaka. In there for a called strike one. Tanaka struck out swinging and hit a solo home run to right. Tonight, next pitch misses down low for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Tanaka's home run to right was the first hit by the Fighters tonight. A check swing, ground ball to the left side, third baseman. Gee, who's in at third now? It was Nakazawa. Third baseman is up with it. Throws to first in time. For out number one. I'll have who the new third baseman is with you in a moment. That'll bring up Ogasawara, batting 314, 32 home runs, 100 RBIs. 0-2 tonight so far. Grounded out to second and struck out. The clock strikes 8, Japan Standard Time. Ogasawara swinging at the first pitch, lifts it deep to right field. Right fielder goes back at the warning track, comes in a few steps, and makes the catch. So, swinging at the first pitch, Ogasawara hits the ball deep to right field, but not deep enough. Just a long out number two. That'll bring up designated hitter Segino. Seggy Knoll had the second fighter hit tonight. A home run to left center. Batting 296 on the year, 26 home runs now and 77 RBIs. Takes first pitch inside and gives what a dirty look. The second offering in the dirt. No strikes, two balls. Crowd chanting for a home run while Darvish comes out of the first base dugout to throw the ball a little bit. Next pitch, Seggy Knoll steps out while the pitcher is throwing, called strike one down the middle. Doesn't seem to faze Seggy Knoll, who stands in there and takes the next pitch down the middle, knee height, strike two. 2-2, two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody on for the Fighters, who are leading this one by a score of 2-1. The next offering swung on and hit deep to center field, but this one not deep enough. Center fielder jogging toward right field, makes the catch, tosses the ball up into the right field stands, and the side is retired. So the Fighters go down in order for the fourth time tonight. And at the end of six complete now, continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Over at Sabadome, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Score tied 2-2. Wada at the plate for the Lions with a 2-2 count and one out. Watanabe Shunsuke still on the mound, and the next pitch is called strike three to Wada, who walks quietly back to first base. That's the second out of the inning. Watanabe just getting the outside corner with that submarine throw of his. That brings up Nakajima for the Lions. Two down, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. He swings and misses at the first pitch. The second offering by Watanabe down low, evening the count at 1-1, and we're going back to Sapporo Dome, where the Hawks will be sending up numbers 9, 1, and 2 batters, Yamasaki, Kawasaki, and Omura. The first pitch by Darvish, second pitcher of the evening for the Fighters, is in there for a called strike one. And it's Shibahara pinch hitting. The second offering swung on and foul up the first baseline. So pinch hitter for catcher Yamazaki, here to lead off the top of the seventh inning for the Hawks. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains two strikes and no balls. The two strike no ball count is, or pitch is swung on and grounded to the first base coach, who bare hands the ball and throws it to the ball boy. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. The next offering swung on and grounded to the third base side, past the third base coach. Four straight foul balls for Shibahara. The next offering misses up high. Ball one. Darvish hitting 150 kilometers per hour on that one. Some high heat to Shibahara. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the third strikeout by Darvish. Matching starting pitcher Takeda's total of three after five. That'll bring us to the top of the order in Kawasaki. By the way, Homa stayed in the game at third base after pinch hitting for Nakazawa last inning. The first pitch to Kawasaki swung on and fouled off to the left side. Strike one. Darvish throwing a lot of strikes. Next offering swung on and grounded up the middle. Shortstop just to the left of the second base bag fields the ball, throws to first in time for out number two. Good play by Kaneko. That'll bring up center fielder Omura. The first pitch to Omura swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Batting 296, 6 home runs and 60 RBIs. 2 for 3 tonight. Grounded out to first and a pair of singles. Next pitch swung on and missed. Strike 2. So 2 quick strikes on Omura. And Darvish has only thrown 1 ball this inning. Very impressive by the 20-year-old pitcher. Next pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Kaneko up with the ball. Throws to first in plenty of time. Out number three. So it's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Darvish here in the seventh. We're going to the bottom of the seventh. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. It all comes down to this for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. A win or a tie by the Fighters tonight will clinch the Pacific League pennant. If the Fighters lose, the Cebu Lions must win for them to clinch. It's still 2-2 at Cebu Dome between the Lions and Fighters, or Lions and Marines. While the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters lead this one by a score of 2-1. Coming in to catch for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, batting in the number 9 spot, is Matoba. After catcher Yamasaki was pinch hit for, Shinjo will be leading... No, not Shinjo. Inaba will be leading off the inning, followed by Shinjo and Tsuruoka. Inaba takes first pitch for a called strike one. Starting pitcher Wada still on the mound for the Hawks. The second offering is swung on and lifted to shallow left field. Third baseman is calling for it. Then the shortstop, Kawasaki, calls him off and makes the catch just inside fair territory. One away. That'll bring up Shinjo. Fighters' most popular center fielder. The first offering to Shinjo, grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, throws to first in time. And we have two quick outs here in the seventh inning. So three pitches, two outs in the seventh. And that'll bring up catcher Tsuruoka. Tsuruoka is batting for the first time tonight. Came in defensively after Kawashima pinch ran for starting catcher Takahashi. And Tsuruoka fouls the first pitch off for strike one. Batting 238 on the season, 3 home runs, 21 RBIs. Right-handed batter facing left-handed Wada on the mound. Wada steps off the rubber after not getting the sign he wanted. He had been working very fast, especially with runners not on base. The second offering swung on and grounded up the middle past Kawasaki into center field. Base hit! So that's the fifth hit for the Fighters. Base hit up the middle by Tsuruoka. That'll bring up third baseman Macias. Wada's first offering is swung on and lined fair inside the third base bag. Tsuruoka rounds second, rounds third. The cutoff man does not get the ball in left field. Home in! Tsuruoka scores from first base on a double by Macias up the third base line. RBI double by Macias. And the Fighters take a 3-1 lead. And we're going to have a pinch runner for Macias, who comes into the dugout to high fives, to a high five greeting by all. Spirits are high in the first base dugout. The first pitch to Kaneko, called strike one. I think it's Iyama who came in to pinch run, but I'm not exactly sure. Yes, Iyama. Next pitch, called strike two. No, not called strike two. That was a ball. Sorry. It was a better pitch than the first one. Next pitch, swung on and lined to left field. One bound off the wall. Runner at second base, rounds third, trots on into home as Kaneko doubles in the fourth Nippon-ham run of the game. Fighters now lead this one by a score of 4-1. So Wada, three pitches had two outs. Then a single up the middle by Tsuruoka and doubles by Macias and Kaneko put the Fighters up by three runs here in the bottom of the seventh. Wada so far tonight has thrown 94 pitches. And after a short powwow on the mound, it looks like he's going to stay in there. It'll be to the top of the order in Morimoto. Morimoto 0-3 so far tonight. Flown out to right, flown out to left, and flown out to the second baseman. First pitch down the middle, called strike one. The second offering, swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman giving chase, Zuleta in foul territory, makes the catch just before the wall to the crowd. Throws the ball into the stands, as it's the final out of the inning. But a big two insurance runs by the Fighters here in the bottom of the seventh. Put the Fighters up by a score of 4-1. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. At Sapporo Dome, the Fighters in the 7th score another 2 to take a 4-1 lead over the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Meanwhile, over at Seibu Dome, there was an appeal at third base, so I'm assuming that the Chibolote Marines have taken the lead. There's a pitching change going on now, so I don't know exactly what's going on there. If someone could fill me in, you can call me on Skype at Proyaki Live, all one word. And otherwise, I'll try to get that information to you when I can. For the Fighters, they've got a new pitcher coming in to throw, as well as new catcher Nakajima takes over behind the plate. For Tsuruoka, and the pitcher is Tateyama. Or is it Tateishi? When I'm sure, I'll pass that along to you as well. For the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, here in the top of the 8th inning, they'll be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Tsuji, Matsunaka, and Zudeta. The new pitcher is neither of them. It's Takeda. Another Takeda. Oh, man. Takeda's first pitch to Tsuji is fouled off and out of play to the right side for strike one. The next pitch called strike two. A bit high in my opinion, but strike two nonetheless. And the third pitch misses outside. Ball one. Next offering swung on and grounded foul up the first base side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. The next pitch swung on and lined right field in the Naba. On the run, makes the grab for out number one. So a line drive to right field. Retires Tsuji. That'll bring up first baseman Matsunaka. Mm-hmm. Matsunaka is 0 for 4 tonight. Flown out to third, to right, and to second. Leading hitter in the Pacific League. First offering misses up and away for ball one. Takeda's second offering swung on a miss, strike one. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted foul and out of play to the left side. At Seiba Dome, it is true, the Chibolote Marines took a 3-2 lead in the top of the seventh inning. They currently have two down, runners at first and second. Nishiguchi has finally been changed. The next offering swung on and fell back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes and a ball to Matsunaka. Takeda comes set. The next offering just misses outside. Ooh, that was close. But Matsunaka, he's only struck out, 37 times this season? He has phenomenal judgment. Next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Game really slowing down once we get into relief pitching. Actually, Wada was the only pitcher who really had a good pace. The seventh offering to Matsunaka, fouled back and away. Lotte is retired in the top of the seventh inning at Seibu Invoice Dome. After scoring one run to take a 3-2 lead over the Seibu Lions. Here at Sapporo Dome, though, the Fighters are working on a win for themselves, leading the Hawks by a score of 4-1 in the top of the eighth inning. One down, nobody on. Next pitch swung on and sliced just foul up the left field line. The ninth pitch by Takeda in the dirt inside, bringing the count full. Two strikes, three balls. Elsewhere in the Pacific League, Nakuten leads the Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 1-0 in the top of the ninth inning. That at Skymark Stadium. Yakult trails the Giants by a score of 2-7 at Jingu. They're in the bottom of the fourth. Rain delay. Next pitch fouled off up the first baseline. Lots of pitches to Matsunaka here. Chunichi leads Yokohama 6-3 in the top of the sixth inning at Nagoya Dome. And Hanshin has a comfortable 5-1 lead over Hiroshima at Koshien in the ninth. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to second base. Going backwards, the second baseman plays the ball, throws to first in time. Two-way. Wow, that at-bat took a long time. Watanabe Shunsuke still pitching for Lotte at Seibu Invoice Dome. Now with a 3-2 lead in the seventh inning. Zureta batting 284, 29 home runs. 1-3 tonight. Grounded out to third, flew out to right, and singled to left. This is the last game for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters before the playoffs. Looking to get that number one seed. First pitch to Zureta over the outside corner for a called strike one. Shinjo wearing number 63 tonight. Normally he wears number 1. I haven't caught what that's about. Catcher Watanabe usually wears number 63. Third offering, swung on and missed by Zureta. A big swing and a miss. Ball up high in the strike zone. Takeda has a sign. Come set. The fourth offering is in the dirt outside. Zureta not going. 2-2 the count. Lions get their leadoff runner on in the bottom of the seventh inning. At Seibu Invoice Dome. The 2-2 pitch to Zureta. Swung on and lifted to center field. Shinjo goes back and over and makes the catch for out number 3. So the side is retired in order again. The Hawks are down to their final 3 outs. We're going to the bottom of the 8th. Here at Seibu here at Hokkaido Sapporo Dome, with the Hawks leading this one by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters leading the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks by a score of 4-1. A victory or even a tie by the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters tonight will clinch the first place seed for the playoffs. Lions at Seibu Invoice Dome are trailing by a score of 3-2 to the Chibolote Marines. Seibu has a runner at second base with one out, and Watanabe Shunsuke is coming out of the game. To bring you up to date on that one, for the Fighters, for SoftBank, we have a new pitcher, Mise. Comes in to pitch. He'll be facing numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters. Tanaka, Ogasawara, and Segino. Mise's first pitch to Tanaka is in the dirt. Ball one. Tanaka Kensuke tonight has struck out, homered to right, grounded out to third, and now he takes ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hokkaido leading this one by a score of 4-1. Next offering in there for a called strike one. Good pitch over the inside part of the plate at the knees. Mise. Fourth offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Evening the count at 2-2. Mise comes set. 2-2 offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, bobbles the ball a little bit, but comes up with it, throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up first baseman Ogasawara. At Seibu Invoice Dome, the Lions now have a runner at third base with two down. Trailing by one. With Ogasawara coming to the plate, the fans here at Sapporo Dome are waving a bunch of iruka, dolphins. Not exactly sure what that's about. Ogasawara tonight, 0-3. Grounded out to second, struck out looking, and flew out to right. The first pitch, grounded to first baseman Zureta, who calls pitcher off and takes the ball to the bag himself. So, with that pitch, Ogasawara is out number two. That'll bring up designated hitter Segino. And the Lions threaten in the bottom of the seventh, but come up empty. At the end of seven complete now at Seibu Dome, the Chibolote Marines lead that one by a score of 3-2. And it looks like we're having a pitching change here at Sapporo Dome. So Mise faces two batters, gets them both out. And it'll be Fujioka coming in to pitch for the Hawks. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fujioka comes in to pitch for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. He'll be facing designated hitter Seginole. Seginole, a big solo home run in the fourth inning, which put the Fighters up by a score of 2-1 at the time. The first pitch to Seginole swung on a miss. Strike one. Seginole looking like he wanted a second home run of the night. Otherwise, he struck out swinging and flown out to center. Crowd with their home run chat chant. The second offering over the inside corner for a called strike two. Right-handed Fujioka on the mound. Left-handed Seginole at the plate. Third offering misses low and away. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Hanshin has defeated Hiroshima by a score of 5-1 at Koshien. Chunichi leading the Bay Stars 6-3 at Nagoya Dome. Next offering, swung on and missed. Strike three. To Seginole. And the Fighters go down in order again. So we're going to the ninth. The Fighters just needing to hold on to this 4-1 lead to clinch the number one seed in the playoffs. Meanwhile, back at Cebu Invoice Dome, we're in the top of the eighth inning. Lotte batting. And the batter now grounds into a double play, which ends the inning. So it looks like we'll be heading to the bottom of the eighth at Sapporo Dome with Chiba continuing to lead the Lions by a score of 3-2. Thank you. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fighters 3 outs away from the number one seed in the playoffs. And it's closer Michael, spelled M-I-C-H-E-A-L, taking the mound. He'll be facing numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters. Cabrera, Honda, and... it's not Homma anymore. Oh. Yes, it is still Homma. Okay. He was pinch runner and stayed in at third base. Michael becomes the fourth pitcher of record of the night. Takeda threw 5 innings, Darvish 2, Takeda 1, and Michael will be closing out the ninth for the Fighters. Michael has finished his warm-up pitches. Designated hitter Cabrera stands in. Michael pitching from the set position. Comes set. First pitch misses inside. Ball one. Packed house here at Sapporo Dome tonight. The second offering swung on and lined over the third baseman into left field. Base hit. So the Hawks get a leadoff man aboard here in the top of the ninth inning. That'll bring up second baseman Honda. Honda batting 245 on the season, 2 home runs and 8 RBIs. 1 for 3 tonight. First pitch just misses low, ball one. Honda bunted up the third base line his first at bat. The throw to first was wide of the first baseman. Honda went to second on that. It was ruled a hit and an error. Although I think he'd have been out had the throw been good. The second offering in there for called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Michael catching just a pinch of the outside corner. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled back to the catcher. Nakajima, the third catcher of the night for the Fighters. The Hawks have really collapsed here in the last week or so. A check swing on a ball inside. Catcher appeals to third. but apparently it's ruled he took it. 2-2 the count to Honda. Runner at first base, nobody out for the Hawks here in the top of the ninth, down by 3 runs. 1-4. Fighters closer Michael on the mound. Next offering, just misses inside. Good pitch by Michael there to the left-handed batter. Curveball coming in on him. So, full count. Michael comes set. Shove a pitch, swung on a miss. Strike 3. That's the first strikeout by Michael. And that'll bring up Homa. Homa tonight has struck out looking after coming in to the game as a pinch hitter and staying in at third base. Michael comes set. The first pitch, swung on a grounder to the second baseman, to second for one, the relay to first, in time, double play, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters win! They go on to the Pacific League playoffs with the first place slot. Congratulations, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters! Meanwhile, over at Seibu Dome, the Seibu Lions have tied the game up. Although it doesn't matter anymore what the Lions do. Here in their last game of the season, they can only finish below the Fighters. Word has not yet reached Seibu Dome. So with the Lions tied at 3-3, and this game having decided it all, there's not much point in going to Seibu Dome. So I'll close here with congratulations to the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and the Hokkaido fans. I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight. It's been an enjoyable season, and I hope to bring you as many postseason games as I can. Can't promise all of them. So, once again, the totals at Sapporo Dome. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, 1 run on 8 hits and no errors. Thank you again, and good night.